you're living in a resort every day and head to mandalayliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradieoke.
We do it every Tuesday. It's where tradies, they call us live from the work site and they play out for some great prizes. $250 Munich Brauhaus and Bavarian voucher here, Feb. And this could be a story of redemption, this first caller. Ben has given us a buzz.
Morning, Benny.
Morning, all.
Now, you've called up before and you gave us a bit of Tiny Dancer and you weren't happy with it. Here's you singing Tiny Dancer, Benny.
Yeah, you wish you had your time again, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
You does. Okay, let's have a listen. He was disappointed with this.
Hold me closer, Tiny Dancer. See the headlights on the highway.
Okay. Not many people get to redeem themselves, mate, because that was awful.
Make him feel better, Fev.
No. Get him up and about.
He's going to make him feel better.
You're going to sing a bit of the Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams. Great tune.
This is just so everyone's familiar with it. Everyone knows that song. So we'll let you take it away whenever you're
take
ready,
it away, Benny. Good luck.
All right. Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree? I traveled the world in the 70s. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to be of you.
Yes. There he goes.
There you go.
Redemption at last.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Fev's not sure if it was redemption.
You can always go three times.
Yeah.
Third time lucky.
Thank you.
You did well, Benny. Luke from Lang Warren. You're a carpenter.
There you go.
Good, nice. Mate. You're going to be to sing a bit of Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down.
A plus for song choice. Great choice.
Went higher, and it burns the ring of fire.
Okay.
Why that song has never been used for a hemorrhoid ad,
Lukey, take it away.
Love is a burning thing. And it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire. The ring of fire.
Oh,
oh, well done, Luke.
Wow.
Some nice deep voice there. We've got Jeff from Fentry Gully, the truck driver, going to sing a bit of Big Bopper.
Hey, there you go.
It's good, really old school, this one. It's the old Chantilly Lace. Here we go.
Make the world go round.
Good song.
Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend.
It's got a bit of swagger, isn't it?
You'll real loose like a long neck.
Chantilly Lace.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
From Big Bopper.
Righto, Jeff. Take it away.
Hello, baby. Chantilly lace, like a pretty face, like a ponytail hanging down. A giggle and a walk and a gaggle and a talk, Lord. Make the world go round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl that made me act so funny, made me spend my money, made me feel real loose like a long neck noose. Like, oh, baby, that's what I like.
Hey! Wow! Now, the truck driver, Jeff, do you have a horn, mate?
I do, mate.
Oh! Woohoo! Congratulations, Jeff.
You won it, brother.
Yeah, wicked.
He's absolutely blitzed him at the end there.
Munich Brauhaus, 250 bucks. Go down there and have a couple of steins.
And a pretzel.
I tell you what, if that was a horse race, he is the sweeper. But Ben and Luke were on the speed, and then Jeff's just gone bang.
Don't know if they were on the speed. Well done, Jeff.
Great prize, $250, Munich Brauhaus and the Bavarian. You don't miss the biggest party of the year, Oktoberfest at the Bavarian and Munich Brauhaus. Book now at oktoberfest.com.au. No need to book for you, Jeff, because you've won the 250. Well done, mate.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Well done.
101.9. The Fox.
The Fox.
Husey Tuesday.
Husey's here, guys.
Husey!
Great to be with you, legends. I did bump into Evie and Angie, didn't I? Evie and Angie at the old market the other day.
South Melbourne Market. Mm. It was good. It was good to see you two.
Did you get up and about,
say
Evie?
Say hi to each other. Yeah, well, look,
Evie's on the mic there, is she? I'm not sure.
No, Angie's not here.
She's on a mic. Well, oh, you can't hear. Can't hear me? Is in our Sydney studio.
Got you now.
Hey.
Good-o, good-o.
It was good to bump into you. We were going for some oysters and you were going to work.
Oysters.
My God, did I get you pre or post oyster?
You got us pre oyster.
Wow. Who knows what would have happened?
Mate, the lame duck got her post oyster and they were off tap.
Yes, they did have a few drinks that night, Evie and her good friend.
Now, we had, you know, the Fox is very famous for its secret sound. And
yes.
Fifi thought she'd be a genius before she went off and had little bubs that she'd make a secret sound, doubled it to 100 grand, gave away clues. It was very hard. It went for about 8 months.
Well, I'm so angry. I eat blueberries all the time, and yeah. I close that punnet on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's not about that sound anymore.
All right, yes.
Let's not talk about it. Now,
it was very successful.
But it went for so long, people had enough. So I thought, hey.
They loved it.
I got a little bit of ADD. I like things to happen quick. So I just thought, Fev's ultimate mystery noise. I've come up with my own noise. I've got my own sponsor on board. Ooh, Coles Express.
Wow.
They've donated
sponsor.
$10,000. Yep. I've given the clues away. I've been telling people what it is. I want it
to
go off within a week.
Don't tell people what it is.
What do you mean?
Well, then it's not a secret or a mystery or anything. It's just you telling people.
It's just a noise.
Does Husey know what it is?
Let's play the noise to Husey.
Yeah.
Here we go.
This is my noise. Now, do you have any idea what that is?
A stapler. Is it a stapler?
No, it's not a stapler.
One more time.
All right, there we go. It's very short.
I just texted you the answer, bro, before.
Do you want me to say it on air?
No.
Why are you texting him?
I just told Husey what it was.
Because Husey's radio
professional.
Well,
it's really hard for me now.
What did you tell him?
I don't know what it is.
But that's what the whole point. I've got to tell people so they tell other people. Then Melburnians can ring in.
Others.
It's just an easy competition to win.
Well, can I give a clue away then, Fev? Can I give any clues away or not?
Good clue.
Yeah, give
a clue.
Get the dump button ready.
Come on. Here we go.
I reckon Fifi might be using some of these.
That was going to be my clue.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I was going to give that one a 7:30.
Here's the jingle.
No!
Let's play the jingle. The jingle. Here's the jingle, by the way. Everyone here to enjoy this.
It's Fev's. Fev's ultimate mystery noise. It's Fev's. Fev's ultimate mystery noise.
There we go. So.
He gave the clue. Literally, that was the clue I was going to give. That is no, Leon, that is exactly the clue I was going to give, wasn't it?
This whole thing. Yeah, great minds think alike.
Great radio people know.
Other than the bit where you text him the actual answer, so he pretended that you didn't do that, because that makes no sense.
Hey.
Mate, we're in it together.
We're in it from Melbourne, aren't we, Husey?
Absolutely. I've already texted my cousin. He's going to be ringing at 7:30.
Hey, Husey, Byron thinks this is a flawed radio. This is not good for radio.
No, I love it.
See? And Andy Lee said the same thing.
It's a ripper.
Mate, you're living in the 70s, bro.
Byron's trying to keep you down, Fev. Yeah. He's trying to bloody... He's undermining you.
He is.
I've just got to play his sponsor credit. Just one moment.
From just $1, you can grab a quality coffee quick. Only at Coles Express, Byron.
Oh, wow.
Hey, my mum, who doesn't know, I haven't told her, just sent me the right answer.
That's how easy it is.
Yeah.
That is easy.
This is terrible.
Easiest 10 grand going anywhere.
Husey, have you got time to hang around, mate?
It's just like, you know,
I think it might go off today. The shortest noise in the world.
Okay, good. I'm just checking if Husey's got time to hang around.
I don't want to be annoying, but now that Evie's on, you're off, Byron. So it must be only two lines coming through here.
Oh.
Oh, aren't we all having fun? What about that? How's that?
Hey, as long as my line's there, mate, that's all that matters. Yeah.
I've got Fev's crap competition. I've got crap gear. This is like working community radio. It is quarter past seven. Husey, well, you wouldn't know. You never did it. Quarter past seven here at the Fox. We will come back. More with Husey after this.
Husey's up.
101.9 The Fox.
Husey.
Tuesday. Now, Husey, you've been in Sydney over the last couple of months filming The Masked Singer. You've had a couple of great one-liners on the ads. You know, a bit of Bernard Tomic gear. Cack myself. That was pretty funny.
Good.
But we want to try to unpack who these people are.
Well, we've got an on-air date, though. I've got to say the on-air date, guys.
When is it?
I believe it's the 23rd. Yeah.
That's a Monday.
I believe.
7:30.
Evie.
Believed right.
Can you please clear up and tell Hughie what his job is?
It's not the mask date.
When it's on.
Reveal it, mate.
23rd of September, Monday, 7:30, Channel 10.
Thank you, Evie.
Wait.
Thank you.
Now, with the costumes, they're extravagant costumes. Now,
they are.
Can you tell if any of the costumes would be able to hide a pregnant lady?
Look, there is speculation on that. I mean, I can't say anything really, but
because some of our team usually think that Fifi Box spent a lot of time in Sydney, may be one of the singers. And I said no, because I've heard Fifi sing, and this is a little bit of Fiona Box singing.
Oh, so this is Fev's case for why it couldn't possibly be Fifi. Right. Here we go. Right. Here we go. Here's Fifi. I go on too many dates, but I can make them stay. At least that's what people say. Okay,
you've heard of it. Look, I challenge anyone not to be dancing in their car right now. All over Melbourne, there'll be people just really, they want to pull up at the lights and get out and dance to that.
I think they'll be getting out, but not
about to
be dancing.
But can't they affect, Hughie, can't they affect the singer's voice a little bit with some effects? So if you were that bad, could you still sound good through the mask and through some sort of effect?
Well, it's work for other musicians.
Auto-tune.
Well, that is true, but no, there's no auto-tune used in the competition. Everyone is singing under the mask that they're in. So not to say that everyone is a professional singer. So,
they can all sing. It's like the voice and Australian Idol. You have to be able to sing.
Okay, gotcha.
Now, you have your good friend Lindsay Lohan, who you've been texting, and she's back in America, which is a weird.
No, she's in Dubai, mate. Dubai is where Lindsay
Dubai
lives.
Dubai or Dubai?
Does she live in Dubai?
Dubai, whatever. I don't know. You say Dubai, I say Dubai. I don't know what Lindsay says, but
she says Dubai.
She lives there. Yeah, Dubai.
Now she's obviously an international, so she's not going to know too many Australians. So therefore, there might be a few international acts that are celebrities, like the Hoff.
Really, it's hard for me to.
This is impossible for Hughie.
But I feel like I am the Bachelor. I feel like I'm that rocket scientist, and you know, you guys are asking who's won, you know, or Angie, the Bachelorette, who I wanted to know who won the other day.
Yeah,
you know?
See?
And yes, I can't. We can't say all really hot celebrities, and we can't say.
Okay, Hughie, we've heard enough. 4:30 to Sabo. We'll be listening, mate.
Hughie,
the Fox.
Yes.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Fev's ultimate mystery noise. It's Fev's ultimate mystery noise.
Blatantly jumping on the back of the successful $100,000 secret sound, which Fifi did such a brilliant job with. Gee, that was a successful giveaway, wasn't it? Everyone was talking about it. Fev with his own version.
And everybody's talking about this one, Byron. It's Fev's mystery noise. Ultimate
mystery noise.
Hey, Byron, I can say what I want.
Get the branding. I'm no expert, but consistent branding would be a good idea.
Yes, it's brought to you by Coles Express. Woo! $1 coffees. How good is that? We're giving away three clues. Jessica from Clyde North. Good morning.
Oh, my God, I actually got three.
You got three.
It's pretty easy to get through for this. It's not like getting through for the secret sound.
What are you talking about? There are more callers than the secret sound. Don't you worry about that. Because they know how easy it is to win, Byron.
It's just a rush for the phones, this one.
You're right. There's not really anything mysterious about it, is there?
No, there's nothing mysterious. It's all about trying to give some money to some people that need it. Now, Jess, how are the clues? Did the clues help?
Do you know what? I didn't hear the clue this morning, but the clues yesterday are literally to a T to what I think it is.
Oh, you didn't hear today's clue. Ooh.
So should we play the noise?
Play the noise one more time.
You've got to run this, mate. You've got to run
mate,
this.
Mate, I'm just trying to hold suspense because it could go off.
We don't need the suspense around we need to hear the noise.
Let's do the noise.
Okay.
Ooh, and that sound's brought to you by Coles Express.
The sound isn't...
Okay, for $10,000...
Well, did you want to get the clues? Do you want to recap the clues?
No, she knows the clues. They're very handy, square, and multi-purpose.
You can't remember them.
Multi-purpose. Now, for $10,000, what is Fev's mystery ultimate noise?
Okay, so I think it's pulling a tissue out of a tissue box.
Ooh, Jessica. Have we got any sound bites of me going?
Well, no, you're here.
Oh, I can do it myself.
You can do it all.
Hey, Jess.
You want a sound bite of yourself?
Yeah.
That's not
the what?
The noise. But you know what?
I'm so certain.
Hey, do you know what? It was bloody close, though. There's another clue.
So she was, quote fair, bloody close.
It was really close.
Okay.
It was really close.
And she said pulling a tissue out of a tissue box, and that is bloody close.
That very close.
Okay.
It's probably one word difference.
One word difference? Yeah. Well, you're just giving it away.
Well, there'll be more clues across the workday.
From just $1, you can grab a quality coffee quick. Only at Coles Express,
oh,
mind.
Wow. Okay. This is
there's
go
one
off.
More guest tomorrow, and I reckon it's going to go off. Well, so if someone wants to win 10 grand, make sure you listen across the workday and make sure you call tomorrow.
Coles Express will be ropeable.
No, mate, they've had more credits than anyone.
Yeah, but they're getting but it's going to last 2 days, then their sponsorship's finished.
Yeah, and then we'll go again.
You've wasted Coles Express's money.
We'll go again.
They won't go again. They'll say...
Are you serious?
Okay.
Coles Express.
Okay. I love it.
101.9. The Fox.
The Fox.
Now, yesterday, guys, I got sent... a game. It's a new AFL game called Fact or Fiction. It's a family footy trivia game, which is fun. You can play it with your kids.
I'd be good at that.
And I had to do a post on my Instagram for it to pump it up. And I wasn't quite sure what to put in the context. So I had to do like a 15-second video on the Instagram. And obviously with what happened yesterday, I didn't post because I just thought it'd be not the right timing to do that. But I took a photo of the board and sent it to the lady at the AFL. And I just took a photo of the picture. It's got like the goals up, and we'll put up on our Instagram. And I said, I just need some context into what to put into the to help me out.
So it's just the board like just sitting on your dining table or something?
Yeah, it's just on the it's on the table in the kitchen. Yeah. And I've sent the photo, and then I'm looking at the photo, and in the photo is a tampon.
In the forefront of
the photo. And I didn't quite know that that was there. And I'd already sent it. And the kids were sitting around the table. And I'm like, oh, my God. How do you stop a message going? Because it was still blue.
It's still going. I hadn't sent.
And Lenny's like, quick. I know how to do it. And all of a sudden I heard the... And it got sent. And Alex is absolutely pissing herself laughing. And I'm like, oh my God, what is it doing on the table? Like, what the hell? And she's like, you sent it. And I'm like, oh my God, this girl would have got it. And I said in the text to her, hey, Jess, just a quick one. I'm not sure what to post in this AFL board game. And then she's obviously seen the picture and went, No stress. I'll get the client to help ASAP.
Yep.
And I was like, thanks, mate. I just left it at that because
you didn't
I was
say it,
no,
you didn't
I didn't know
it?
What to say.
Oh no, saying so don't. You know what? And just look at the background, like mostly the back half of that photo.
Well, if you could, just say if you could just crop out
but
that,
it's really
crop out the tampon.
It's really front and center. Yeah. I don't know how I didn't see it because I really wanted to get it out quick. And I'm like, bang, and then I'm going through my. I'm like, oh my God.
Well, sometimes, and this might be a fun area. Sometimes you don't realise what was in a picture that you've maybe posted on your feed. You sort of afterwards go, oh, that's not the picture's not quite what I thought.
There was a young girl who kept being hounded by her mum to show her. And her new bedroom. Like, come on, send me pics of your new bedroom. She finally did. And the mum sent back, it's nice, except for the handcuffs on the bed head. What's up with that?
That is what we're talking about. Now if you've got an example
of
that.
You had a mate, didn't you?
Yeah, my mate, he will probably not want me to say his name, Josh Jansen.
Oh, yes. Very prominent desk jockey.
He was a desk jockey, yeah. Anyway, he was weighing himself. He underwent a great transformation. He lost a lot of weight. He's very proud of himself. So he took a little photo of the electronic readout on his lovely modern set of scales and he'd taken it sort of downwards.
The glass scale.
And he realised after he'd posted it, the reflection came back up and you could see, shall we say, some undercarriage.
Oh, wow.
So that was really unfortunate.
Ouch.
131060, give us a call right now if you've got an example of this. The phone's actually already pretty busy on this one.
Oh.
131060, have they gone with a different AFL board game picture now? Have you resolved that issue, Fev?
No, but she hasn't got back to me.
The Fox.
101.9. The Fox.
Yesterday afternoon, I got home from golf and I had to do a post for a new AFL board game. And I wasn't quite sure of the context that I had to put into the post. So
they've said, look, Fev, can you give this a pump up? Can you help promote the board game?
Because it's obviously finals time. It's called Fact or Fiction. It's a trivia game, which is great. So I sit around with the family.
Easy.
So my kids were playing it yesterday. They had no idea because they don't really know the history of the AFL football. And I just took a photo of the board game on my kitchen bench and sent off the pic. And then when I went back to the photo, I didn't realise what was in the photo. The board game's there and a tampon.
Well, you do live with a lot of women.
Yeah, I do, but
it's going to happen.
Not quite sure what's on the table. And
it's really prominent. The picture's actually on our Instagram right now, and you can see it's more a picture of a tampon with a board game in the background.
It'd be like I took a photo of the tampon with the board game in the background, and maybe that's a little footballer trying to kick a goal because there's a goalpost in there.
We go.
It. Anyway. It reminds me, remember the Seinfeld episode where Elaine sent out her Christmas card to everyone she knew? And once it was gone, finally Jerry Kramer goes, is that a nipple?
Perfect.
Too
Great.
Late.
That was a perfect story, Evie. Jackie from Cranbourne, what did you accidentally send?
So I sent a photo of my mum really early in the morning one day of some makeup that she was going to get for me duty free. She got to the makeup counter at the airport and shows the guy, and the guy goes, I think we've got that one. She called me back afterwards and she goes, it was really, really weird. Did you send something funny in the photo? And I had a look of it, and it's a full frontal naked breast in the picture. And
Oh, no.
Right on point. Oh, my God, how embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, it's just a boob.
It is a boob, but you don't want to send your boob.
No, you don't want to be sending it out.
How about this, shopkeeper? What do you think of this? Whoa.
Yes.
Going through duty free. What do you think of this? It's like, oh.
But it's like, you know, when someone else picks up your phone, you're just like, no.
Like, that's cool.
I don't know what's on there.
Yeah, exactly. Sarah from Geelong.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What did you accidentally take a picture of?
It wasn't what I accidentally took a photo of. So I just delivered our baby girl, and the nurse wrapped up our little baby girl and decided to take a photo of my husband holding our baby girl. Yeah. So he's there proudly sort of in the delivery suite with our bundle of joy in his arms, and the nurse takes a photo in the background. I'm still finishing the sort of the medical side of things and requiring one or two sort of stitches that is actually being photographed into the picture.
Oh, wow. Oh, dear.
Dad's sitting there with the baby. He did heaps. He's sitting there for
hours. He had a few text messages back going, mate, you may not want to send that round to the family quite yet.
Oh. Or you could have just...
101.9 The Fox.
Only in America, but this mom accidentally shot her daughter who came home from college just for a surprise.
Right.
Came through the door to say, hey, surprise! And a mum shot her.
Right.
So you know that she's okay.
She's okay.
She only got shot in the elbow.
Right.
Elbow. And there's a nice photo of her on Instagram of her smiling with her arm bandaged up. But her boyfriend was like, she fell to the ground and her boyfriend's like, so he's rang 911. I think we've got a bit of audio of him.
Yeah, there's mass confusion, I think, at this point.
You wouldn't know what to do.
Came home from college and her mom didn't know, and she, like, honestly, she accidentally shot her, and we don't know what to do.
Jeez.
We don't know. Wow. We don't know what to do. How about you get rid of your guns? But what this kid, for the rest of her life, every time her mother says to her, would you mind doing something for me? Do you remember that time you shot me, Mom? No.
That she's never going to hear the end of it. That is great leverage for the daughter.
Absolutely. And this happens all the time. My dad once was supposed to pick me up from school. And he forgot. And you know, this is back in the day when there's no phones or anything. And when people leave school, everyone's left school. So there's no one even in the office anymore. I stood outside my school for 2 hours.
Oh, no.
And you have no other choice back then, but then to just wait. And my dad finally, and I've never, ever let him live that down.
I get that all the time too, because I book all our flights and accommodation when we go on holidays. And I often, every time I stuff it up, and I've booked a flight to America and had Alex's name wrong. I just put Alex instead of Alexandra.
Yes.
I booked accommodation when we went to America, did the wrong month. Right date, but wrong month.
Yeah.
So now I am banned from booking
you,
anything.
Yeah. We'll never leave any
Hey,
of
hun,
those
do you want to go on a holiday? No, I'll book it.
No, remember when
remember
you...
Remember when you left our luggage here, you did this, you did the passports.
I mean,
which
this,
is a good thing, because I don't have to do it anymore.
You don't have to do it. That's another way of getting out. 131060, this idea of, you know, what did you do that you will never live down? They don't all have to be injury-based, like Fief's travel. Mine was actually at Fief's house. I lived with Fief for a little while, and I've put the knife in her dishwasher upwards in
the
that
blade
little section where you have the cutlery. Mm. Now, she hasn't been concentrating, and she's gone back into the dishwasher and stabbed herself.
Yeah, but you never put it up.
And so
has
she always
ever let you live that
no,
down?
No, I did it
she
about
brings it up all the time.
10 years ago, and she always, whenever we have a disagreement about the radio show, she says, remember that time you stabbed me?
Mm. Always says it.
Well, you should be more careful with your dishwasher.
It was, it was when they were dating.
Okay.
Yeah.
131060. Give
Daisy
us a call. We never dated. 131060. Also not the father. 131060. Call us right now. If there's something you just cannot live down, we'd love to hear from you. It's sort of held over you the whole way through.
The Brownlow's always held over me too. Something else.
Oh, remember when Fev ruined the Brownlow?
Do you remember when they ruined the Brownlow? It comes up all the
Players
time.
Players can't drink at the Brownlow anymore properly, Evie.
Because of Fev.
Because of Fev. Remember when Fev did that?
Ben, Brendan.
131060.
1019. The Fox.
Mum in America accidentally shoots daughter. Everyone's okay. No problem there, really. It was a very unfortunate accident. Evie has run through this story. Fifi, Fev and Byron
That's
on the
It's an
Fox.
Amazing story, Evie. To think that was her first port of call was to get a gun and shoot.
I know. Well, what? But if she was coming
I know that's
as
not the
a
topic,
surprise,
but my God.
The mother must have just been sitting there with a gun the whole time.
So this is a surprise. I'm here, Mum. Bang.
Bang.
The Quick. Call comes through from the boyfriend.
My girlfriend just came home from college, and her mom didn't know, and she, like, honestly, she accidentally shot her. And we don't know what to do.
So that's a 911 call. Look, everyone's okay. It was a little graze on the elbow.
There's a picture of her in the hospital bed, and she's got a nice little smile. She's happy.
Now, we've made the point, Evie, that now forever, that daughter, whenever Mum wants her to do anything, is going to say...
Remember that time, Mom, that you shot me?
And I have 8 screws and 3 plates in my forearm.
Right. So that's not going to go well for her. But sometimes these things happen, guys. Something is just left hanging over you that you've done, and you never live it down.
Yeah, we've had some great calls. And we've got Claudia from Avondale Heights. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you never live down?
About a couple of months ago, I burnt my toast at work and I got the whole building evacuated.
I would be happy with that if I was at your work.
I do have it on video. There was 2 fire trucks that came as well.
Oh.
And still to this day, every time I go to make breakfast, they always say, oh, you're going to burn your toast again?
How annoying.
That will continue to happen, unfortunately, for you, Claudia. Well, whatever you work there.
Nadine from Montmorency. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're not bad. What have you never lived down?
Running over my daughter's foot.
Yeah.
Oh, in the car?
She'll never let you live
that down. Yeah,
Did it break it?
No, it didn't, actually. I was just picking her up from school, and I thought she'd actually jumped in the car, but she hadn't. She'd just thrown her bag in the car, so I went to take off, and, rolled over her foot.
Oh, God.
Mum, remember when you ran over me?
Yeah, no, nearly every day. Mum, is the car in brake?
These are great.
Sarah from Limbrook, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
We're very well. What have you never lived down?
When my son was 5, about 9 years ago, I accidentally put hair gel on his sunburn instead of...
Ow.
Aloe.
It's of aloe, yes.
So did it work, though? It obviously didn't work.
No, he sort of started complaining he was a bit stiff and his skin wasn't feeling right. And
his skin was stuck.
Then I realised, we put the wrong... So I never lived that down.
Oh, every summertime you'd be reminded of that, wouldn't you?
I get you reminded all the time, and he clearly tells everyone as well. He's had to tell everyone.
I remember we were in Fiji, and it was me, Lenny, and Lulu. And Lenny would have been about 7, and I put all because Lenny's like me. She's like, has to get things done real quick. And I thought I'd already put sunscreen on her, but I put it on all the other kids.
Oh.
And then I'm applying it to myself. And about 2 hours later, I go, Len, have you put sunscreen on? She goes, Nah, Dad. You didn't do me. And the next day she was like red.
Oh,
and I'm like,
geez.
And you know when you get the look, from all the parents? Because you're like, look at that parent.
It's your fault.
It is our fault.
Yeah. You get that look. That,
so now I'm like, when they go
parent.
Sunscreen, I'm like, Mum will do it.
Yeah. Everything you do, you do wrongs. Alex does everything.
100%.
The Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron for breakfast.
Oh. It's back!
Yay!
It's Fev's. Fev's ultimate mystery noise. It's Fev's. Fev's ultimate mystery noise.
From the makers of The Secret Sound comes a cheap imitation, Fev's ultimate mystery
this
noise.
This is like Rocky V. Should never have happened.
But it's out now.
At least he admits it now. All right, so look, if you've just joined us, Fev, it was a bit flat that Fifi got to do the whole $100,000 secret sound. She was the gatekeeper. She knew the sound. She created the sound. She had all the clues. She ran what was the most successful secret sound in the history of every secret sound. So you've gone, hey, hang on a minute. This is my moment.
Yes, it's my moment. Didn't tell anyone at work. Our boss Amanda had no idea. Leon, our executive producer, had no idea. And I just did it on air, and they're like, where are you going to get the cash from? I went, I got a sponsor.
Yep.
Coles Express.
I can't believe you got a sponsor.
Yep. They put up $10,000, which is great. So I had to go home, and I thought, I'll get the family involved so they can tell everyone, which would be great.
What?
This is the way it works. That's the way the family.
They tell the answer to everyone?
Yeah, because they know the answer. So we're at home, and I got everyone in our family to do a little noise. And I said to Daniel, walked into Daniel, he just got home from been a successful trip to Brisbane. They just beat the Lions into a prelim.
Daniel Rioli.
He's playing Fortnite on his phone. And I said, mate, give me a sound. He goes, I don't know a sound. And he goes, what about this? That was sound for them.
Okay, here we go.
That was his sound.
That was terrible.
That was his sound.
And that's worse than yours.
And that was putting an iPhone charger into the phone.
Oh, that's not bad.
Daniel Rioli's mystery noise is...
That's not bad.
So let that one go through to the keeper. Yeah. And then the girls, Lenny and Lulu, thought this would be a great sound, but it was a little bit faint, so we couldn't quite hear it. It's Toby sitting with her dummy, because she often flicks it.
Yeah.
So this is the girls flicking Toby's dummy down.
Toby Favola's mystery noise. Oh.
It was just a bit faint.
I can't even hear it.
But it's really cute. We're going to put all these up on our Instagram page.
Why?
And she's sitting there sucking her dummy. It's the cutest sound you've ever...
Oh, actually, that's cute, baby.
That's really cute.
Put that up.
And then Schnooksy thought she'd get involved because she really wanted to play. And she came up. She's got spectacles. She wears glasses to read. And she come up with this sound.
Alex Favola's mystery noise. Ultimate mystery noise.
Oh, that was her closing her glasses.
That's pretty good.
That's a good one.
Which wasn't too bad. But we went with mine, and mine is this sound. And if you heard Dave Hughes earlier today when we had him on after 7 for Hughesy Tuesday, I was going to give a clue away.
Yeah.
And he gave the clue away that I was going to give, which is amazing because I texted him the answer. I told him what it was. That's how this noise works.
No. Yep.
And Hughesy, I don't know if we've got the grab, but I'll just say what he said. Fifi has some.
Fifi has some. In addition to all the other clues that effectively give it away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to say the other clues?
Very handy. Multi-purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And square.
Great. Okay.
I'll give another one away.
Really? All
Go
right,
on.
Sure.
Why not?
Come on.
It's
for $10,000. Fevs, mystery, ultimate, noise.
I love that you get it wrong every time.
Yeah, that's the whole point of this segment. People at festivals use them.
Okay, people at festivals use them. Are you sure you want to? Is that it?
It's out there, bro.
All right, here's your sponsor.
Like Rocky V.
Just $1, you can grab a quality coffee quick. Only at Coles Express, Byron.
Now, stop. Can you change that so you're not referring to me?
People are going nuts for this. $10,000.
So don't call us for that right now.
No.
Nah, tomorrow.
Very confusing.
No. Second guess. Will go off.
It will go off tomorrow.
That's what we want.
I've got another noise that I can contribute. Close your eyes and tell me what this is.
Well, this is not this. This is
close
not,
your eyes.
Okay. Thank you.
What was it?
It was bacon.
It was just me snorting.
Thank you very much. That's for a future competition.
And Byron, you're getting hammered on another show. Instagram.
Stop sending. Can I just make a public announcement? Byron Cook with an E on the end on Instagram. Stop DMing me your guesses. It's an unauthorized radio competition. I don't care. Stop sending me your guesses. I don't care.
And that is like Andy Lee's book. Please do not open this book. Please send him lots of DMs.
101.9.
The Fox.
The Fox.
Now, an interesting conversation happened this morning. We have a WhatsApp group. A lot of WhatsApp groups I'm involved in. Some I don't want to be involved in. But I'm just once you leave a WhatsApp group, that people know that you've left.
Yeah, it says so you've left.
Yeah, it's very hard to escape a WhatsApp group. But it's also very hard to get in one.
Mm.
because it's very privileged to be in a WhatsApp group. And we've got a new member on the team, Daisy.
It's not her name.
Oh, what's her name?
Darcy.
Darcy. And she just started. This is her second day. And she was wondering why she's not in the WhatsApp group yet.
Just quickly, a couple of things. Surely our WhatsApp group, the program director or the executive producer should be the administrator. Somehow Fev is the administrator of our WhatsApp group.
That's
so
weird.
He decides who's in and who's out, which is weird.
I love the name of our WhatsApp group.
Number one breakfast team.
Well, what if we go to number two? Do you call it number two breakfast team?
We don't.
No, we'll never go to number two.
It's a bit arrogant.
And when we do, we'll just delete it. But she's not in the WhatsApp group, so she's got to do initiation before she gets in, I think. What? But 131060 Melbourne, what's happened on your WhatsApp?
Oh, right. Okay.
Because we've got a lot of WhatsApp. You and I were in a few. We've got Dave Thornton in one.
You've got to be careful
Fifi.
Which one you send it to,
yeah,
don't
because
you?
Because you get confused. We've got an on-air, which is just all of us.
Oh, yeah.
I've got the, you made one, Fathers, for us.
That's right,
you.
I did.
They sent a beautiful message.
That was lovely, Evie, to create a Father's WhatsApp group for Fev and myself.
Yeah, for Father's Day. That hasn't got much traction. I've got an EJ Witten Legends game one.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I need to leave that. I've just got one with Casey, which is cool.
Have you got a jungle one?
No.
Because we've still got a jungle one.
Oh, right.
Oh, really?
And I remember quite early on, Justin left it really quickly and it became a real source of contention.
Okay, because, there's a notification on a WhatsApp group that would say, Justin has left the group and it's really blatant. All right, well, 131060.
Got a Hong Kong punting fund one.
Well, get off that one.
That's weird.
You shouldn't be on that one.
Hasn't had any traction for a while.
Only Hong Kong.
Oh, because the Yarrawonga boys, we had a punting club and we all put in a bit of money.
Absolutely
and
not.
We're going to go to Hong Kong, and it lasted about 2 years, and now it's got zero money in the account. So there's been no traction on that for a long time.
It's not happening. 131060, all sorts of things can go wrong. The calls are already coming through. FIFA's still in our number one breakfast team group, even though she hasn't been on the show for a couple of months.
So she should be.
But she just sort of snoops on all of our conversations from afar.
Yeah.
And we forgot she was in until she posted a hurtful meme of me looking like Gargamel from the Smurfs.
We did forget.
Which I didn't think was necessary.
Very funny.
Okay.
And I want to know, like Melbourne as well, just two parts to this, Fona.
There's only one part.
How do you get out of one without them knowing? Because I'd like to know that. Because I'm in a certain one for my kids' school.
Mm. You want to get out of it?
Well, it's female based. Mm. And there's a lot of let's catch up for coffee and coffee club. And they're very prominent.
I think you're in. I think once you're in, you're
in.
Yeah,
I'm in. Schnooksy's in it. We've never written on it, but it's quite handy when you
What about a quick message saying, guys, fantastic, love it. Alex will now be the representative for our family in this one.
Mate,
I'll leave it with you guys.
You're a genius.
There you go. 131060. Give us a call right now.
1019. The Fox.
Guys, on Sunday, I got back from Brisbane and we did a bit of shopping because, you know, do some shopping for the kids for the week, for their lunches and stuff. And I thought I'd make a quiche. So I made a quiche Lorraine with a nice spinach avocado salad.
Beautiful.
And I put the quiche in and I pulled it out of the stove and I actually burnt myself on the oven thing that I pulled out.
Ouch.
And it hurt quite a lot. But it's an actually perfect burn, if you can get a perfect burn.
Mm.
And it's on my tattoo. I've got a tattoo on my left forearm and it says, it's in Japanese. I got it on our honeymoon in Hawaii. It says Alexandra in Japanese. And I went to three different Japanese places to get this.
To
make sure it was.
That's right.
So I walked in, Evie. I don't know, I think you know this story.
Well, in case it's a prank and they'd give you
I didn't know. I walked into a Japanese restaurant and I said, mate, can you put down, it's called Alexandra. So they wrote down the Japanese symbols and I was going to go into a tattoo shop and I said, we'll go to three.
Yeah.
So I went to another one. They wrote down exactly the same thing.
Right.
But I didn't quite trust them. I wasn't quite sure. So I went to this other one right as we're walking to the tattoo shop, Alex and I, and we saw another one. It was like a couple of doors down and I walked in and he was a really nice gentleman. And I said, Alexandra. And he wrote down a different symbol.
Ooh.
And I was like, So I went with him.
What?
I went with the one.
You didn't get his double checked?
No, I was confident in him.
So you're not even sure that says...
No, so I went and got the tattoo and then there was a Japanese man in there getting a tattoo and he called me Alex. He goes, Alexandra. The other guys were writing Alexander.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, lucky. So anyway, I've burnt myself on the bottom symbol and we'll put it on our Instagram page and the burn is perfectly put on that letter. And I think it may have made the letter mean something else.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you just hold it like that, it looks like if that was black, obviously with a tattoo, it's obviously giving a different meaning to my forearm.
It would make a new character.
Yeah, yeah. I think maybe, or it might not mean a letter at all. But
well, I think it would probably, I think I know what that means.
Okay. Okay. Please, Japanese translator Evie Jones.
Speak a bit of kanji.
I do.
Yeah, I think that means teriyaki chicken.
Ganji. Okay, very good.
I think you've had too much kanji. Kanji.
It doesn't mean teriyaki chicken.
I think I know what it means. I think it means sushi.
Okay, now listen. There's that final kanji symbol that has now been changed because of the burn.
Yeah, I think it might mean something else.
All right,
anyway.
Now we'll put it up
on
our...
It's a great burn.
It's up on our Instagram, so that if you know fluent kanji, if you think that Fev's tattoo has now changed meaning, also Digital Will, the
it's
guy
changed
that...
changed meaning before.
Well, does a lot of our online content, apparently, and who knew this, has done 9 years of Japanese.
Yeah, me too. That's what I just said.
It changed meaning before what when we mean? Got divorced. I just said it means happy. People.
Sure. Thankfully, you're remarrying Alex, and it's a wonderful love story. Now, has that... Will, you've done 9 years of Japanese. Do you recognise, firstly, the initial tattoo? That was it clearly Alexandra?
First of all, it just says Alex. It just says Alex. And then the burn is on
it says
the last...
Alex or something.
Alex.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the su... is the last one where the burn is, and it hasn't really changed it much.
Ah, good chat.
I reckon it's more teriyaki chicken.
It is still Alexu.
Yeah, that's how you say it in Japanese.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right.
But anyway,
Alex-san.
Yeah,
she's an amazing woman.
She's a lucky girl.
She's beautiful.
We
yeah, she
are
beautiful.
Out of here. We Run are done. Room. There's going to be a lot of talk around this ridiculous radio competition, Fev's Ultimate Mystery Noise, which is the opposite of a mystery. Everybody knows
remember
exactly.
Remember when Will put his 2 cents in?
No, but it was very useful.
Very
that was helpful.
It was very helpful.
Talk. Can you talk, can you talk Japanese?
Answered your question. Yeah.
Can you say
something?
It's time for the free-for-all with Aaron Rich?
Okay, here we go.
Sumimasen.
Where was the Aaron Rich reference?
Oh, that okay.
Yeah, you don't know.
Anyway, let's get into it. We're out of here.
Do it again.
Work Aaron Rich into it.
I really don't know that much.
Just make it up. Come on.
Aaron Rich, freak out the switch.
Weekdays from 6.
For resort living every day, head to mandalayliving.com.au. Hurry, selling fast.